The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Disco Dan from Federal A is. Disco Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Disco Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia? What?
McCartney?
No.
McCartney?
No.
Ringo.
No.
Pass.
The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars.
Correct. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
10.
Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial? What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Also pass.
Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
65.
No.
64?
No.
63.
No! Who co-stars alongside Jackie Chan in the Rush Hour movies?
Chris Tucker.
Oh, yes. Woo, Disco Dan.
Finishing strong, Disco Dan.
I almost feel like there's some kind of weird delay, maybe.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, my phone sucks.
I bet he remembers you so well. And Disco Dan, that wasn't too great. You got 3 correct. So I don't know if it was the phone. I don't know if that's the excuse.
There were some difficult questions in there. There might be a couple that Taryn struggles through.
Come on.
We'll see.
Be real here.
I can see from the other room the look of frustration on Danny's face, so I'm very excited about this.
Wow.
Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Which famous painter cut off part of his own ear?
Picasso.
No.
Da Vinci.
No.
Van Gogh.
There we go.
All right, I figured.
Which member of the Beatles had dyslexia?
I'm going to go with Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon.
Correct. The 2015 movie Martian is set on which planet?
Mars?
Yes. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
69.
No.
13?
No.
20?
No. Jennifer Aniston and what other Friends actor starred in the Super Bowl Uber Eats commercial?
Not Matthew Perry. Or was it? Matthew Perry.
No.
Oh, damn it. Ross Schwimmer.
No.
David Schwimmer.
There we go. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube?
Oh, what does the fox say?
No.
What music video?
Yes.
Baby Shark.
No.
Damn it. Despacito?
No. Wendy's first introduced the Frosty in what late 60s year?
69.
Nice, yes.
Woo.
And with that, Steve,
that was stressful.
You got 5 correct, which is a win, 5-3. Disco Dan isn't even on the line anymore.
Mm. Oh, he texted in, Disco Dan here. My phone sucks.
Oh,
it sure does.
And apparently, he had.
Do you think he has an iPhone or a Droid?
A Droid. If it sucks, it's a Droid.
Oh, now we're gonna get all the texts from the Android
users. I love my Droid.
There's no delay for you ever.
I don't think so.
Because he blamed it on his phone, but. I don't really think that was the issue. A fathom is equal to how many feet?
6.
Yes. And we learned yesterday that the fathom
measures the depth of water.
Thank you for paying attention, Taryn.
Oh, yes, but I
you
do.
Finally got David Schwimmer, Jennifer Aniston, starred in that Uber Eats commercial.
Ross Schwimmer included his character name and his real name.
Oh, man. What was the first music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube? Yes, Gangnam Style.
No way.
I went with what the Fox said. I should have went with that one.
Yes. Man, that was all the rage.
That was a weird time for music. Yeah, right around that time. I feel like there's a documentary waiting to be made of like the brief period of time where it was just awful, awful songs that became massively successful.
When you say that, I feel like there are still some awful songs being made this
year. You're right.
Honestly, you put a catchy dance to it and it just becomes popular, especially now on TikTok.
Yes.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Disco Dan.